everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Amanda Teagarden. She is the executive director of OK Safe. Her website is ok-safe.com. Where's your radio show heard at, Amanda? How can they hear that? You call it America in the Balance. How can they find your radio show?
We're not live. It's all podcast, and it's on Truth in Focus radio, internet radio. So it's truthinfocus.org/radio. And you can click on the show, and again, it's all podcasts. You can go back. They're downloadable programs. And we did a last Sunday show was on a review of this joint legislative committee and in Oklahoma on health care reform, and we defined what health care reform is really about. And it is all those things. That definition, by the way, is in the PowerPoint that's available on the front page of the OK Safe website. And you can just click on the button and see the PDF or download the whole PowerPoint. And in there, you're going to see a picture of what's been referred to as a federal data hub. And I found a graphic, and I've been referring to it for several years now. It was a document issued by the Director of National Intelligence in 2008. And it was called Vision 2015, a globally networked and integrated intelligence enterprise, which is a mouthful. But
right.
what it lays out is due to globalization and whatever they decide are emerging threats, it's the justification for a networked intelligence enterprise. Well, what's intelligence? That's just what is the result of accumulation of vast amounts of information. Information is the fuel that feeds intelligence. Who needs this intelligence? Whoever they decide needs it. So whoever's at the top, whoever the customer is, and you need information, we're going to get it for you by changing the federal laws, the state statutes, to allow for the free flow of information without regard to jurisdiction. Well, what's a jurisdiction? That would be a county, a city, a municipality, a county, a local state government, and then the federal government. So it doesn't matter whether it's feds, state, local, tribal, or territorial. There needs to be a mechanism that allows the free flow of information across those boundaries. Used to be that there were jurisdictional requirements and safeguards in place. And an agency that's requesting information would have to demonstrate the need to know and possibly a search warrant, right?
Right.
You would
right.
have to demonstrate. You just can't get it because you asked for it. It's protected. Paradigm shift occurred a few years ago. It's now responsibility to share. You can't just hold on to that. It could be a matter of national security or population health or we're fighting this or we're fighting that. You have to give us the information. So any barriers, what they call silos of information, where information is held and protected, those silos have to be connected one to the other. And the barriers, whether it's a technology barrier, a statutory barrier, a regulatory barrier, all have to change to allow access to information. So that's what's happening. And your state laws have been amended for several years now to allow wherever it is, whether it's public safety, healthcare, education, to allow for the free flow of information to another entity. And it's always predicated, oh, this is for population health or safety. This is an emergency. We need to do this. Those are the words that are used. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with changing the very institutions that were established to protect us to allow data to flow. In The real health care reform bill was the stimulus package. Remember that from 2009?
Yes.
All these billions of dollars going to the states to stimulate the economy. The stimulus package had a bill within a bill, a law within a law. In the stimulus package was called the High Tech Act, which is the money for this stuff we're talking about.
Hold on. We'll talk about that high tech deck when we come back. Amanda, we'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Amanda Teagarden is my guest this morning. Don't go away. We'll be back in 180 seconds.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
That was Amanda Teagarden. OK-safe.com is her website. When we went to break, Amanda, you had mentioned and you referred to the High Tech Act.
Yeah, it's all capped, H-I-T-E-C-H, like high technology. But
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's an acronym, like Patriot Act was an acronym. And within it, so it's a law within a law. Well, in there was all the funding and the requirements for the adoption of electronic health record technologies and, quote-unquote, their meaningful use in the states. So you can't just fund technology. You have to have incentives and penalties for not using it. That's called meaningful use. And the physicians, in order to qualify for these incentives, have to demonstrate that they're actually using the technology, all right? And e-prescribing, electronic health records, et cetera, that's all part of it. Now, what's in your health record are your medical records, because there's a difference. When you go to the doctor, that's a recorded visit, right? And it's coded and recorded, whatever. That's a medical record. Maybe you had a lab test and a prescription, that's a medical record, maybe a procedure. That's a medical record. Your health record is everything else about your life. Your birth record, your birth certificate, eventually your death certificate, all the vital events in between, your lifestyle choices, the other things that you're engaged in, permits, licensing, access to the DMV motor vehicle. Everything else is in your electronic health record to provide a comprehensive picture about a person. So, electronic health record is not to be confused with your medical record. The medical records are part of the electronic health record because you're going to be measured on your lifestyle choices to make sure that you are complying with wellness dictates of the government for population health purposes. See? This is like 1984. This whole thing is... In the High Tech Act, there were provisions for those things.
And the High Tech Act was part of this Obamacare?
No, that it preceded Obamacare. It was the,
okay.
The stimulus bill.
It was in stimulus bill. Okay.
So that's 2009.
That
was the real health care reform was actually the stimulus bill. But the public has been led to believe that Obamacare was the health care reform bill. It wasn't. It was just part two.
I'm going to interrupt you a second because I'm thinking about all the different people that I would hear on the mainstream media, the so-called experts, and they talk about this aspect of the bill and that aspect of the bill. In fact, there was a woman, and I can't think of her name, who used to be, I don't know, lieutenant governor or something, I think in New York State, and she'd have, when I'd see her on some of these different programs, you know, she'd have this huge pile of papers that was supposedly Obamacare on her lap, and she, you know, had all these little stickers sticking off of it and would reference this part and would reference that part kind of a thing. And I don't ever remember her ever mentioning this High Tech Act that was in the stimulus. It's funny because I don't really remember anybody.
Nobody.
Do you remember anybody talking about this?
Nobody. No. And, in fact, I didn't know that was really referred to. The insiders knew it was the real health care reform bill.
Yeah. We were all just watching these actors on stage go through this crap for us to dupe us into thinking, oh, wow, she's really examined that. Look, she's got a lot of little stickies sticking off the sides of these papers. She must have read all 10,542 pages. And he has, you know, extrapolated this out of it and that out of it, and what a bunch of crap.
Well, it did have provisions in it. I mean, it was a real law that was very onerous and has a lot of provisions in it that kind of complete what the High Tech Act was doing, and it did have to do with insurance. So it has to do with the enrollment, to get people enrolled. There were working groups or committees that were formed in that High Tech Act. Two committees were formed at the federal level, a policy committee and a standards committee.
Okay.
And they broke up into working groups. You see that phrase wherever it is. Well, these are insiders, okay, working groups. And we're going to hammer out what the policy should be and what the standards should be. This is, again, in 2009 or even before that. And so they've got these two working groups, and they have what's called stakeholders come to the meetings. Well, the stakeholders were the IT companies, the state's chief information officers, the insurance companies, and the research universities. Those who were the entities that had representation on those work groups, and those people devised and designed the policy for what we call Obamacare and the standards for what we call Obamacare. Those two groups put together their report and gave it to the Office of the National Coordinator. That entity produced a report to the Health and Human Services Secretary, which is currently Sebelius. Sebelius says, here's what we need. And then you get Obamacare with all of those provisions in it of what they need in order to create this network, this nationwide health information network that includes the payers, which are the insurance providers, and us, gets everybody into a specific insurance program that's been qualified, quote-unquote. All right? So what happens? The states have to comply. So guess who toddles out to the states to get the contracts to comply, the people who were the stakeholders at the beginning who devised the policy and wrote the standards. So it's a contrived economy because the stakeholders, these particular associations of IT companies, state chief information officers, the insurance companies, and the research universities, then they make the policy, they decided the whole bill, then they go out to the states, hire a lobbyist, and those lobbyists are now visiting the state legislators and saying, we have the product that will solve your problem so you can comply with the Affordable Care Act and establish a state health insurance exchange. That's how it's done. That's how the trick is done. So you have to comply with all these provisions, these onerous provisions, that were written to benefit an IT sector or an insurance company who also is using the IT sector. So it all benefits one sector, and that's the IT industry. So your state laws are being changed, amended, or created to accommodate one sector, and that's the IT industry. And you and I both remember when our laws were predicated on principles, right?
Yeah.
The principle
yeah.
to protect. We thought they were. Life, liberty, property. The protection of property. And that those things were inviolate in our state constitutions were a reflection of that realization of where rights come from. They existed before there was government. And the government, whatever you do, has got to protect those inherent rights. The IT industry has come in and said, okay, we're top dog now. Whatever law you have on the book that was written before interoperable IT, before interoperable information technology capabilities and the use of the exchange of health information have to be changed to accommodate our sector. So technology trumps principle. And that's where we are in our country, Maggie, right now. That's the whole bill is about that concept right there.
You know, Amanda, how many people have any idea about any of this?
The IT companies do.
yeah, they do. But, I mean, you know, you feel so duped when you start to learn about so many different things. You feel so violated, in a sense, by all these people who have worked in cahoots to implement this agenda. These people truly are.
They are, and we're dumb enough to believe that getting out the vote is the most important thing that you can do as a citizen, when that's probably the least important thing that you can do. Because look what's happened. We vote these people in because we believe what they said with their mouths and didn't look at their actions when they actually got elected. And by golly, all these helpful national organizations that say support this bill, but they don't give you a link to the bill so you can read it for yourself, that's how we got where we are. We've been fooled into believing certain people who don't deserve being believed. Now, I'm a mom in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and no training in this, so this is all self-taught. But I hate being lied to, and I can read. And everybody can do this kind of research and work in your own state. You can do it if you so desire, and you must do it. If you want to start calling these people out on and show them where they're lying to the American public and say, we won't take it anymore, I do not consent to this. And that's what we have to do.
Well, you tell me how you've gotten the people, and I know we're going to hit a break in a minute or so. I'd like to know how you get the grassroots groups in your area to work together. How have you accomplished that? Because I find that a lot of the groups seem to be vying for top dog position, and they're not really interested in, and they forgot what the reason was that they formed in the first place.
All right.
So I think I hear I'm hearing the cue music. We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Amanda, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning, Amanda Teagarden. Don't go away. We'll be back in 180 seconds.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Buddy, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to get in contact with me, there is a contact button on my website. And I will link to my guest, Amanda Teagarden's website, which is ok-safe.com, as well as her radio show, which is truthandfocus.org. /radio. I will link to those both on the podcast tab on my website. You'll find links to Amanda Teagarden's contact information there for you to read what she's put together. And I suggest looking at that PDF file and the PowerPoint presentation she put together, because I'm sure, Amanda, even though it's designed for Oklahoma, the only difference is the name of the state. All the rest of the crap is the same, because they're all lying to us in every single state we're in. It doesn't make any difference where we are.
It doesn't make any difference where you are. You're right, Maggie. And what's happening in Pennsylvania is the same thing as Ohio and Oklahoma, and the contracts are being awarded to the same type of companies to implement your state's health insurance exchange or health information exchange. There's two exchanges. Health Information Exchange, which is the network of providers, pharmacies, research universities and the government, and then the health insurance exchange is the payers, and that's just a component like a stereo system. It plugs into the rest. So there's a plentiful data that's available that completes the that's the complete picture between the provider, the payer, and the patient. That's the three corners of that triangle. The provider is linked with the universities and the patient. The payer is linked or plugged into, is also linked to the patient, but they're also plugged into the health information exchange. The patient is the source of all the information. and you are supposed to be, oh, this is it, you'll appreciate this. This is marketed to the public as saying, well, it's going to be more patient-focused health care, and you will have access to your electronic medical record, and you can track your progress as you engage in wellness activities. what you're doing, doesn't that sound happy?
It does. I can't wait to join.
No, and it'll have a great website, and it'll have a somebody there with a white coat and a stethoscope around their neck. That's the prop.
Yep.
That's the marketing. And maybe a clipboard or a nurse, you know, something like that. And a patient in a blue, you know, when you go in, you got to wear that gown that's open.
Yeah, patient gown. Sure,
and
you'll be in there.
And they're so vulnerable sitting in there. And, oh, please help me. Well, you're doing that. and what you're actually doing is you're providing data. And that data is scraped and accumulated and added to your electronic health record. You think you're using their system. It is scraping information from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'll have access to your health record, but every time you interface with an electronic piece of equipment, in general, the internet or your computer, and it's online, you are creating data that's usable by somebody. And so that's part of it. And then your activities, you're going to be tracking. Yeah, I gave up smoking, or I jogged a mile today, or whatever. That's part of your behavior modification that must occur to comply with, to help you reduce your health care costs, right? Because now you're going to be engaged in these wellness activities, and you can track it online.
Well, you know, I don't know what I was looking at. It was just within the last few days, and they were talking about how, I think this was in 2013, they wanted to make it so that if you were overweight, you would have to pay 50% more in health care premiums than someone who was whatever they deemed to be your ideal body weight. So that ought to be interesting how that's going to work out.
I'll put this in politically incorrect terms.
Oh, I'm not into political correct. You can call a spade and a hoe here on my show.
What the states are always looking at is they want to know who's the fat diabetic smoker.
Yeah, who's dying first? Let's get rid of them.
Because they cost more.
Yeah, of course.
And if you got a combination of all three, you're overweight, and you're diabetic. That's, you know, that's the, and you smoke. That's the big kahuna. And those got to find those people because they're really going to cost the healthcare system more money in the long run. And that's called chronic conditions. And when you're overweight, you have a tendency toward diabetes. And smokers have their own chronic problems. So they're really trying to identify ways, create and devise ways for population health purposes to identify who's the fat diabetic smokers are so they can start modifying their behavior and modify their treatment to be an appropriate level treatment. See? The government decides what's appropriate. The software program that the state of Oklahoma is going to adopt statewide, if we're trying to stop this, though, is a software program. Tulsa's already picked it up for their health community. It's called Archimedes. Archimedes, named after the Greek mathematician and scientist. And what that is to, it's a software program that is what's called a decision support tool for the doctor or the nurse or the physician's assistant to make a decision on treatment based on all the data that the software program has on you. And it checks to its repository or its knowledge base of all the diseases it's comparing to, and it can make a projection on the next 40 years of your life or 10 years of your life. Plus, it can also give statistics on quality-adjusted life years and the cost of those quality-adjusted life years.
Hang on, Amanda. We got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rod. My guest this morning is Amanda Teagarden. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. The call-in number today is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Amanda Teagarden, ok-safe.com is her website, and truthinfocus.org/radio. She also has a radio podcast show that she does, and you can find podcasts of her past shows up on the website truthinfocus.org, so /radio. So please check those out. So, I was just laughing to myself while we were at break, Amanda, because, you know, you remember, did you ever see that movie Soylent Green?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Well, I was just thinking about when Edward G. Robinson decided he had had enough of the game, and they had that wonderful place you could go to where you could see pictures of animals, and you could see pictures, and it would give you your favorite music and your favorite color and give you a little drink of hemlock or whatever it was they took you out with. And I wonder how many of those will be in each town around the nation. They'll start setting those up because you know a lot of people are going to say, I've had enough of this game. I'm out of it, and especially your, they're going to take you out anyway because they're not going to provide any of that wonderful health care.
They'll provide appropriate level health care.
Yeah, exactly.
Appropriate level treatment based on your worth. Now, in God's eyes, you have worth because you're made in God's image, and every life is precious. That paradigm doesn't exist when it's based on body chemistry and projected benefit to society.
Yep.
So we have that. You asked earlier how to get the grassroots groups in your state.
Yeah, please. Because you know what? I find that it's very difficult. And from a lot of people that I have talked to, it seems to be the same thing. There's a handful of people who, for example, there's a handful of people in the Tea Parties that have woken up to this and understand it, and some are fighting back against it, but the majority are not. They're still hoping that 2012 is the cure-all, and, you know, it's just a big delusion.
It is a delusion, and I won't say it was easy. And we were praying.
What happened to you, Amanda? Did I lose you? I don't know what happened.
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what happened. It just went silent for a minute there, so I don't know. A little glitch in the system. Maybe it's for, you know, today is the day where they're going to shut everything off for 3 minutes or so they claim, just to test the, emergency management system?
the emergency alert system?
Yeah, please.
So maybe it is. Anyway, so I won't say that it was easy. And you have to be willing to, what we did was we wanted to be in God's will and do the right thing. And I tell you, it was kind of lonely. And I know that OK Safe, a lot of the people have been fighting, who formed OK Safe, have been fighting the encroachment of government into people's lives before that from different within different organizations and groups. And there are a lot of people that have been fighting this, like the people who fought school to work, outcomes-based education. Those people know exactly what's going on. Those that became out of that homeschool effort realized early on what was happening. So there were people that preceded us, and we just are the next wave. And so I can't say that it was easy. And then when Glenn Beck had that big thing, and the guy coined the phrase Tea Party Revolution, et cetera, and all these tea parties popped up across the state, people have a different idea what the tea parties are, but it was supposed to be taxed enough already. And then the election of Obamacare really galvanized a lot of people. So you saw the creation of 912 groups in the state and tea parties, et cetera. And then Americans for Prosperity was kind of capitalizing on all this awakening, and a lot of these other national groups that appear to be conservative are capitalizing on it. Sign this petition, and we'll send a letter to Congress. Well, what those are, they're just gathering names. They're not actually doing anything. Plus, they suck the financial resources out of the local groups, so you really don't have money to work at the grassroots level. So all of these things you have to kind of discover along the way. But what you really want, and what we have found, it really just is going to be Gideon's army. It's a small group of people who have taken the time to figure out what's to be done, and you have to find that other member of Gideon's army and work with them and focus your intention and agree to work together. When grassroots groups form, the concern is that somebody wants to take you over and become an umbrella organization. And I encourage the groups to resist that. You don't need an umbrella organization. It's like the state. You form a cooperative to work together, but nobody takes over anybody else. You have to respect the sovereignty of each other's groups. They have bylaws, they have agreements, they have a board, and you respect that, but make sure you're working with a state-based organization, a grassroots organization that has a structure to it and accountability. And agree nobody takes over anybody else, and you don't share your email list with each other, but you agree to work together to fight particular issues in your state. And that took a while because everybody's got their own thing that they're going after. But we kind of serve as the education component of that. It's like the body of Christ. Some are the eyes, some are the hands, some are the feet. And you work together and recognize, okay, each person or each group can bring something else to the table, and you use that, but you have to work together to fight the issue. And the battle is in your state, not at the federal level. As I show in the PowerPoint, what the state's doing in your state legislature is paralleling what the federal government has issued. You'll never get to see your U.S. congressman, but you sure can find the address and location, have a cup of coffee with your state senator and your state legislator, they represent you, and they need to know who you are. And you have to develop that relationship and let them know, I'm now watching you, I elected you, and I'm going to visit your office at the Capitol, or I'm going to visit your office when you're back in your home district, and we're going to have a talk. And you bring someone with you, you always have a witness with you, so you understand what it is. You don't threaten anybody, but you have to get engaged at the state level and start changing these laws that are stripping us of our liberty. The battle's in the state. You have much more access at the state, and you have to work together with the other groups, not to the best of your ability. Don't battle each other, and that happens. You can prevent the battling if you recognize that's a separate organization and we're a separate organization, but we're agreeing to work together, and nobody takes over anybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
you have to have some common rules and understand. And if somebody starts to say, I'm going to have an umbrella organization, then you get into all the egos and somebody has to be a spokesperson, and it gets lost.
Yep, yep.
So,
sure does.
Yeah, it does. So that's what we did here. And again, Maggie, I won't say it was easy, but we had to work our way through that and recognize, okay, clearly there's an enemy, and the enemy is at your capital, and that's where you need to focus your attention.
We've got a couple callers. Amanda, let's take a couple callers. Let's go to Barry in California. Hey, Barry, how are you? Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning, Maggie. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi.
I've been thinking about this for about a week, and the problem is that people are asleep because, you know, they see all this stuff, all these distractions on TV with the news, with whatever, while their own community is being taken over and their freedoms. We've lost our freedoms. We've lost our liberties. And the problem is that people don't know that we're dealing with a corporate government. Our government was changed back in the Civil War, our federal government. And then the other states got incorporated, like I'm from California, 1849, the original Constitution. We need to go back to our original Constitution, because who we're dealing with, corporate entities now. And it doesn't matter who you vote for. It really doesn't anymore. And they control the ballot boxes. But as far as the issues, I understand where you're coming from, but we're dealing with corporate entities. They don't really care. They really don't care.
So what's your solution?
They do it right in front of our face now. They don't care.
So what's your solution?
We need to go back to our original constitution.
Well, what makes you think they'd pay any attention to that?
Well, I'm just saying, if there's a way that we can do that, that's what we need to do. I mean, yes, fight for the things that they're doing wrong to us. But eventually, we got to go back to the original constitution. When they changed the original constitution, that's where they started getting control of us. And it's at its peak now.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but the problem is that they're not paying any attention to anything that we're saying. So whether it's this constitution or the original constitution, or we're a corporation or we're not a corporation, or we're left or we're right or we're in, we're out, doesn't make any difference, because they're just railroading us and doing whatever they want to do anyway. So this constitution, or one created 150 years ago, they're not following and paying any attention to it. So
we don't have any real law. We have regulations, codes, and the stuff that you the lady you got on yesterday. You know, you don't really own your property, because if you stop paying taxes, they're going to take the land away from you because you don't own it. You're just renting it. When you pay taxes, you're renting. They own it. Ron McDonald wrote. They own it all, including you. They own everything.
Yeah.
I happen to agree with you.
Hang on, Barry. Go ahead, Amanda.
I actually kind of agree with him, because what we're seeing when you read the laws, they're actually kind of reading like contracts, and that's why there's so many lawyers, I think. I used to think these lawyers have made laws so confusing. It's though you need lawyers to understand that these are contracts. And there's ways to word to go after the language in the bills that can neutralize that contract. And I happen to agree with that assessment, is that it's more of a corporate model, which it is. It's a business model. And the two parties have to not agree. And one mechanism is, of course, is to taint and make really toxic any agency that that takes these federal grants, which, again, it involves a DUNS number, which shows just what he's saying, is that it's a contract between two commercial entities, and that's why you have a DUNS number, so they know where to deposit the money. So it is accurate, and realize that these are commercial transactions. So what you have to do is what I think we need to do is get in there and make sure that those commercial transactions can't work legally. And that means you have to change your state laws. So we're right back to where we are. The state laws, and you have to recognize what you're dealing with. You go back and you start repealing laws and make it illegal to do that. Now, whether you'll be able to achieve that or not, I'm not sure, but you sure can make it an unpopular subject in your state by revealing the legislators that are actually engaged in this.
Well, see, we formed a group here in California where I live, and there's one individual that's able to capture houses from the banks and reverse what they've done, because all these mortgages, whether it be from a bank or from a mortgage company, it's all corrupt. It's a corrupt system. It's a big, I don't know what to call it, but he uses their own laws and reverses it back and helps people to save their homes. And they don't, after that, they don't own a payment. Because what they've done is they stole our money. Once you sign the notary, I mean the note, excuse me, they get money within 3 days. And then here they are, they get the full amount. And here they are making you make payments plus interest. Okay, they're getting 10 times money back that they shouldn't be getting. They're crooks.
Yeah,
the whole system is crooks. The banks, the mortgage companies, they're all crooks. Wall Street, it's all a big Ponzi scheme.
I know. Thanks for calling.
What we're going to do is use their own laws against them and get back at them.
All right. Thanks for calling, Barry. I appreciate it. We got another caller on the line. Amanda, do you have any comments before I grab this other caller?
What Barry reminded me of was a point that I wanted to make, is that in our statute, in our laws, in 2010, we passed what was called numbered Senate Bill 1373, and what this did was create the Oklahoma Health Information Exchange Trust, a public beneficiary trust. And we're in the midst of examining that trust indenture, because they are commissioned with making sure there's a framework for health information exchange technology throughout the state, and to link providers, payers, and patients. And they actually have a lot of autonomy, authority, and powers. And once they incur indebtedness as a trust, they cannot be terminated until the debt's paid off. So what the trust does immediately is incur indebtedness. If the question that we're having, and we have to consult with an attorney here, is chronic health record, who owns it? Does it become the property of the trust? And then when the trust is terminated, does it become the property of the state? So this is a big issue. And, again, it comes back to the commercial aspect that the prior caller was talking about, is you have to check your state laws, because if you created a public beneficiary trust, you've just created, in essence, an IT cartel that will award contracts to specific associated friends for the IT to develop the exchange in your state. And it is commercial in its making, and what he was saying is something you have to be alerted to.
Okay. Let's go to Chris in Vegas. Chris, are you there?
Good morning, Maggie, and good morning, Amanda. I am also a fellow natural-born Oklahoman.
Oh, good.
Oh, there you go.
Although I'm in Las Vegas these days, or near Las Vegas and a couple other places, maintaining temporary abodes. But what you've been observing this morning, I recognize from a previous guest on Maggie's show, as we as Patrick M. Wood, alluding to the humanist extended concepts that were put forth by Zbigniew Brzezinski, a mentor of Obama.
Chris, you've got about a minute to make your point, so
okay.
Make it quick, kid.
It's the technocrats' scheme to control the world. And that can be found at augustforecast.com. You can view his little video there. It also connects to the Silent Weapons for Silent Wars, which was Rothschild's scheme to rule the world, that have been honed to a fine degree of sharpness to use against us to destroy our existence. And it's not just America, it's not Oklahoma, not Nevada. It is the world that these Canaanite law merchants are out to control, along with their scientist partners. I believe they know better what's for us best, or us mere, they term us as goyim or lab rats or any other convenient scheme they can call us to say that they know better what is best for us.
Okay, and, Chris, we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Chris, thanks for calling. Thanks. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody, for the final segment of the show. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to my guest Amanda Teagarden's websites, which are ok-safe.com, and her radio show, you can hear that, truthinfocus.org/radio. We've got a couple minutes left, Amanda. Final thoughts. And somebody emailed me and said maybe we should go back to the Articles of Confederation that we had for a few years prior to the Constitution, where states reign supreme since they don't now. Maybe that's Not such a bad idea, huh? A little state supremacy?
I think it might be a good idea, but it goes back to recognizing who our liberties come from and to recognize when they're being stripped away. And when we start bowing down to a technocratic, as the gentleman said, technocratic god, that particular sector, that industry is insatiable, and it's ever-changing. You can buy a piece of IT equipment today, and I'm not against technology and advances in science. I have a piece of titanium in my ear so I can hear. So, you know, there are clear benefits to this. But
sure.
When it's being used to create an all-knowing information system, right, I have a friend who's a researcher here who says it's a reminder of that prison called a panopticon, where no matter where you were within the prison, somebody could watch you. And that's what we're moving toward, and the federal government with this federal data hub is developing, trying to make sure all this flow of information works. And there are a lot of kinks. It's a big country, a lot of diverse systems out there, and they all have to be able to communicate with each other to allow this. Hopefully it'll be scrambled and you can't do it. I have a new appreciation for hackers that I didn't have before I started this.
Too bad we can't find a few on our side, huh?
Well, there needs to be some hackers in here to make sure that the federal government's plans don't succeed, and not to the detriment of our actual real defense. But there have to be people of conscience in these systems to realize this is bad.
I would hope so, Amanda. I really would. So many of these people with billions of dollars that, have these IT gurus, I wish there were some of them out there who actually appreciated freedom and liberty more than they were interested in the almighty dollar. And I wish liberty and freedom and their conscience ruled them over a dollar sign. I really wish that was the case.
You're exactly right. And it's mammon or God or mammon. And the other thing is that there's an element within the research or the tech world that just thrills with the idea that they can do something, so they should be allowed to do something.
Yeah.
Now, that's a dangerous concept. Just because technology can do something does not mean that it should be allowed to take place or even be made legal.
No,
and I'm talking
no.
specific, you know what I'm talking about. There are people that actually think it's okay to take a human embryo and splice it onto something that's not human. There's freaks in this world. So
Yep. I agree with you 1,000%. Amanda, I've only got another minute or so. I'd love to keep talking to you. I thank you so much for coming out with me. Thank you for being brave and standing up, Amanda. We need more people like you, and unfortunately, right here locally, a couple people I know have decided they just would rather hide out than stand up and be counted because they think somehow that's going to allow them to escape how foolish and unwise they are. Amanda Teagarden, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Maggie. It was a pleasure, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, everybody, Amanda Teagarden, OK-Safe.com. You know I love to go to Oz because somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. Amanda Teagarden is brave. She's a brave soul. Thank God for people like her in the world who do stand up for you and I. Deanna Spingola is next. Don't change that dial, and I'll be back tomorrow, and the sun will come up tomorrow because it always does, and thank God for that, huh? Hey, chin up, everybody. Better days are coming.